Adam Runaway. Written by Peter Prince and read by David Thorpe. To the traveller who was fortunate enough to first approach it by water, the city that existed 3.5 decades before the famous devouring earthquake of 1755 appeared like a lofty amphitheatre. Palaces, convents, houses, churches rising tier upon tier from the edge of the Tagus River. And all of them seeming large and cleanly built, many in white marble. From this favoured point of view, there was nothing mean, dirty or criminal in sight. The city began then on the western side at the Alcantara Gate, near which was a harbour for the king's ships and a small fort. The eastern end terminated at the market for slaves. A person walking at 3 miles in an hour could have gone from the west gate to the slave bagnio in 1 hour and 27 minutes. Halfway along, his route would have passed through the great square before the royal palace, where the city's principal merchants and financiers met to do business, where the customs house was, and where great spectacles were held. Bullfights and bull runnings, army exercises, the erection of triumphal arches. A quarter of a mile behind this was another extensive piazza. This was the square of the people, where the hospital was, and a multitude of small shops and outdoor markets, and where the most obstinate heretics were burned alive in front of the Palace of the Inquisition. Or, if they were less hardened, and the servants of the Holy Office inclined to be merciful, strangled before they were burned. The climate is agreeable, tempered by sea breezes. The view from the battlements of the Castle of St. George sublime.